The coastal bluff where the UC Davis Bodega Marine Lab sits is a safe distance away from the massive crashing waves nearby. But within the next century, that could all be different. Officials with Sonoma County say many areas of Bodega Bay, where the lab is located, are at risk of being inundated by sea level rise. Places like homes, businesses, state and county parks, and some major roads. But the county is trying to get ahead of Mother Nature by holding a series of workshops with residents that live in these low-lying coastal communities, finding out their concerns and ideas about sea level rise.
I think that Sonoma has done a great job of protecting its coastline, and people are really concerned and worried about being able to continue to access the coast and to protect the quality of life that we have.
That's Sandy Potter, Environmental Review Manager with Sonoma County's Permit and Resource Management, also called Permit Sonoma. She answered questions about the county's local coast plan, which is currently being updated, and addressed the need to think about sea level rise now.
Planners and scientists in California and throughout the nation have now really been able to identify that we're going to have up to 6 feet of sea level rise by the year 2100.
Permit Sonoma has been working under a grant from the Ocean Protection Agency for over a year, identifying at-risk coastal areas and planning adaptations, what they call a focus vulnerability assessment. Jane Riley, a supervising planner with the agency, says providing a space for public comment like this workshop is a vital part of the county's coast plan.
The first step of the process is to inform the legislators and to inform the people that are going to be able to bring the funding in. We've got to give them the data and show them what's going to happen and how severe the problem could be if we don't start paying attention to it now. So we're in that first step.
Lewis Reed, a Bodega Bay community member who attended the workshop, says he was shocked to learn about and see some of the sea level rise risks near his home.
I see places that I spend my personal time either, shopping, visiting friends, or going for morning walks. And I also see places on the reserve that I manage that are expected to be subjected to inundation.
Reed and other attendees came up with several ideas and questions for Permit Sonoma, like costs to maintain roads, casting a wider net to include smaller towns around Bodega Bay, and, in Reed's case, a plan of action for residents that could be displaced due to sea level rise.
Something we need to include in those maps is potential places for relocation if people are really going to be pushed out of where they live.
And will sea level rise affect the Marine Lab? Permit Sonoma's Sandy Potter says as long as the county gets the ball rolling on protecting its coast now, we'll still have the lab come the year 2100.
Yes, it'll be here, and I think that it's going to take some planning and adaptation to make sure that this facility remains here for everybody's benefit.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.